From Nuremberg are the Shiny Gnomes. Rain Cascades is off their new album, Poles. Daniel de Picciotto and Alexander Hacke are playing together under the name Hacke de Picciotto. Here's Eichach from their Live in Napoli album.
This next tune is named after a little town in Bavaria, close to the Czech border, the birthplace of one Chrislo Haas of Deutsch-Amerikanische Freundschaft and Liaison Dangereuse, who this song is dedicated to.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's really a lot of fun to play this music here because this is where this music was created. We recorded our last album in this wonderful room with this wonderful gentleman over there.
Thank you.
Sarah Rabiat is a multidisciplinary artist born in Gdansk and based in Berlin. She's rooted in the experimental music scene. The End is her latest EP. Now to the allegorist. Behind this project from Berlin is Anna Jordan. I love her sound. Here's a double shot of her upcoming release.
Thank you.
finally today on Radio Goethe, Peter Baumann, former member of Tangerine Dream, during their most important time. From a far land is off his new solo record Nightfall, mixed by Sebastian Lee Philipp of Die Wilde Jagd. Thank you so much for listening. Please find me at radiogoethe.org. Tschüss, I'm Arndt Peltner.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. In 2023, global ocean temperatures hit record highs and then remained high for more than 400 days. Chris Merchant of the University of Reading in the UK says El Niño, a natural climate pattern, was just one contributing factor.
Another important factor was that the warming in the oceans over the long run has been accelerating.
When Earth receives energy from the sun, some of it is reflected and escapes back to space. But in recent decades, changes in clouds have made the Earth less reflective, and people have been adding more carbon pollution to the atmosphere. That carbon pollution traps heat like a blanket, so even less escapes back to space, and more accumulates in the oceans. As a result, the oceans are warming increasingly quickly, which is a worrisome trend.
Now, if the recent observed behavior were to carry forward for the next decade or so, the concern is that this would drive rates of temperature rise at the high end of what's been expected from climate models. And that might mean that some of the changes we're thinking about in terms of climate change are coming down the track towards us a little bit faster than we might have been expecting.
So he says it's important that the world act quickly to transition away from fossil fuels. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.